Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones as he takes a much-needed vacation, hopefully gets a little rest. I am here with you riding shotgun all 3 hours today. I will also be back with you again on Friday as we together take a gander at the not only the news that's going out there, but maybe a little commentary, a little bit of detangling and trying to understand how we got into this mess that we're in. And, of course, as a Bible-believing Christian, I like to say that this mess that we got into started way back when. You know, it really seems like we are on board the Titanic. This is an analogy I gave last week when I was a guest on Alex's show. And if you didn't catch it, I was there in the studio on video, so you can actually see me. I said today, no, not going to do that on video Skype. Thank you. I'll leave that to Alex. But I was in the studio. So I did that live video interview last week. I'm sure you can find it at InfoWars on YouTube and elsewhere. But one of the things that you know, people often ask, how did we get into this mess? You know, it seems so much better in the 50s, or it was so much better in the 20s, or the 1800s. Man, that's when it was perfect. And, of course, the Bible itself tells us, King Solomon, one of the wisest guys ever, says, you know, don't go longing for the old days and thinking they were better than today, because they weren't. But that's an error. Isn't that interesting that even back in his day, how many thousands of years ago, he was cautioning people, oh, yeah, you thought you thought 1200 B.C. was better than 1150 B.C.? No, it wasn't. Because the battle that we're fighting is not, you know, it feels like it's a battle against technology and surveillance drones and encroaching corporate takeovers of the entire globe. But the reality is that the battle we're fighting is a spiritual battle, and it is one that has raged in the hearts of men and around the hearts of men from the very beginning of time. You can take it all the way back if you want to use my analogy of the Titanic, that we struck an iceberg way back when in the Garden of Eden. You know, when Eve took a bite out of that apple, whether you want to view that literally or metaphorically, there was a deal that was struck. And the deal said, hey, we don't want what you've got, God. We want our own power. We want power, the knowledge of good and evil, the power to be as gods. And here we are kind of coming full circle on that, aren't we? Because now we've got the founders of Google saying that they want to turn Google into the mind of God. That's actually a literal answer they gave. What do you want Google to become, guys, in the future? The mind of God. Like, it, really? Hello? Did you really say that? Yeah. So they want to be the mind of God. They want to be inside of your head the same way that God is omniscient and omnipotent, sees all things, knows all things, numbers the hairs on your head, knows when every time a sparrow falls from the sky, God knows it all. And the folks over there at Google, they want to know it too. They want a picture of the front of your house. They want a picture of your backyard. They want, you know, and it's not just Google. It just happens that Google happens to be the company right now that is holding all the toys. But you better believe the NSA and Interpol and the global banking elite and the pond scum, that's what I call them, the scum that has risen to the top of the pond, choking out the oxygen from the rest of us, they all want those same powers too. These are not new powers that are being sought. It's just we now have new technology to enable them to get the powers that they want to have over the rest of us. And anytime, you know, the best definition I've ever come up with for government is people who have sought power over others and obtained it. And those are the very people that shouldn't have power, if you think about it. The people who we have given the power to and our money to, between 20 and 60% of our income goes into their hands. Those are people who crave power. They thrive on it. It's like Miracle-Grow to the weeds in your backyard when you give them money and you give them power. And that is why, you know, this is, and again, it's not a new battle. It's maybe a little bit new, because we're the first generation or nation that's figured out how to try to thwart it, and we're trying to hold on to that constitutional system of checks and balances. But the battle's been raging forever, and it's going to continue to rage. All right. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
No. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Oh man, that's taking me back. Jerry Rafferty. Oh my gosh, my brain is jammed full of irrelevant details. And can you imagine what we could do? Like what brain power we would have if we took stuff like the fact that that song is called Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty and replaced it with, oh, I don't know, maybe the literal text of the Constitution? Why weren't they teaching me that when I was in my teens? All right. Hey, listen, I am, in case you don't know who this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. And we're going into hour three of absolutely the Liberty Marathon here that is the daily Alex Jones radio program. Such a delight to be able to sit in the director's chair of this show, even just briefly. Got to tell you, Alex has done just such a tremendous job in recent years, waking people up, just letting people know what's going on, kind of breaking through the mainstream media and all of its little house of glass there, and all the lies that were being told. So I my hat is off to Alex Jones. I hope that his hat is off and that he's getting a nice warm massage, maybe drinking Mai Tais on a beach somewhere. He's probably off in some undisclosed location, but let's hope he's getting a good rest. All right, well, I'm with you for the remainder of this hour. I'm also going to be with you on Friday when we're going to do some good news on my radio show, KMAshow.com. Every Friday we dedicate to de-stressing and decompressing from all the bad news that we cover Monday through Thursday and Saturdays as well. And Friday is Good News Friday. We're going to try to bring some good news onto this radio program as well. I welcome your comments and thoughts in the good news arena. You can always drop me a line. My email address is kma@spychips.com, kma@spychips.com, my website, KMA Radio. And if you've got some good news, maybe a piece of legislation that's going in the right direction, or maybe one that was going the wrong direction and got killed. Maybe you're an activist out there. Maybe you're a musician making some good music. Hey, we got some great music right around the Alex Jones Command Center right there in Austin. Love to hear from you guys with some good news. And Friday, we're going to loosen up those neckties, take off those uncomfortable high heels. You ladies, peel out of those pantyhose and put on some comfy. And we'll look at the positivity when Friday rolls around. All right, well, today I've got a guest for you. And John Rappaport is with me this hour. He is the guy who takes a look at the news and gives it his own little twist. In fact, he sent an absolutely awesome email out yesterday. Remember we had Lenore Skenazy on the show yesterday talking about that kid who ate the strawberry Pop-Tart into the shape of what he thought was a mountain, and his teacher thought it was a gun and suspended the kid for 2 days. I shouldn't laugh. I should be absolutely just lividly crying. But John Rappaport had some great responses to that, and it is my joy to bring him on the show right now. John, hello. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you with me. So what did you think about this strawberry Pop-Tart? I loved your response calling for an armed insurrection. Let me let you share that with the listeners.
Yeah, an armed insurrection of all the kids in the school taking all their tarts and all making guns out of them and saying, here we are. You know, this is the strawberry tart rebellion. So suspend us, kick us out, get rid of us, send us home. We'll bring our parents back to school. And our parents can talk to you, to the school board, and say, you're completely and utterly and totally out of your minds. And so, therefore, unless you rescind this policy and get some quick sanity, we're going to take all the kids out of the school permanently, not suspended. We're going to just take them out, period. That's it. Our kids are going to be removed from you lunatics. We're going to start our own school. And then you can figure out how to get federal dollars for every student that you don't have now in the school, because you've obviously gone completely insane. I mean, that's what it takes. See, it's not just, okay, well, they made a mistake, they're incompetent, somebody's stupid. No, on a local level, people have to stand up to these fascists. They have to go there and they say, okay, this is a tart. This is a gun. That's right. It's a gun. I have a permit to carry it. This is a tart and this is a gun. You people are insane. And we're going to draw the line in the sand here. We're not going to permit you to do this to our children anymore. And then in schools across the country, you'll see more of that happening as people go to their school boards and they say, oh, yeah, my kid brought a paper gun. No, it was a bubble gun. Remember that? And then there was the water pistol. Then there was the picture of the gun. And so we're going to take all of our kids out of school because you people are crazy.
Yeah, no, the Hello Kitty bubble gun. Not bubble gum, but the bubble gun that, you pull the trigger on the little pink plastic Hello Kitty and little bubbles fly out, and a kid got suspended for that as well. So, you know, when they're suspending kids for throwing fake grenades, you know, just pretending to pull the pin out of a grenade and pretending to throw it
sure.
to blow up the bad guys in a box because it's something the kid saw on a cartoon, you know, it sometimes I wonder, and my degree, actually, my background is in human development and psychology and education. So I spent a lot of years at Harvard studying how kids develop and how their minds develop and how their educational exposure shapes and molds them into what they become as adults. And I got to tell you, even with all that training, I have no preparation for even beginning to comprehend what happens to children who are exposed to this kind of nonsense from adults. Because if you're a 6, 7, 8-year-old kid And you see that, that your classmate is being expelled, suspended for 2 days for eating a Pop-Tart into the wrong shape. What does that teach you about the world? What does that teach you about the adults around you? Do you just feel like the lunatics are running the asylum at that point?
Yeah, obviously the kids would. I mean, I think every kid has had some kind of experience like that. But see, to me, this is really not just a few isolated crazy teachers. What's really happening here is they've had this whole plan on the drawing boards for a long time. We take the guns, we pass laws, executive orders, et cetera, et cetera. We got the media on our side. But more than that, what they're trying to do is change the culture, the whole culture. And you can look at other movements. Look at what happened back in the years when it was okay to wear fur. And then all of a sudden, not only was it not okay to wear fur, but you were in danger if you were wearing fur when you walked down the street. And the entire culture shifted. Now, I'm not saying that was a bad thing at all. I'm just showing you how these things develop. That's what they're trying to do with guns. They want to change the whole culture so that if you just mention the word gun, if you say the word gun, if you write the word gun, if you think the word gun, then all of a sudden you are the outsider. Not just the outsider. You're the bad guy. You're the criminal. You're the potential terrorist. You're the prehistoric Neanderthal who's still living, with guns and bitterly clinging to religion. And out in the rural area, somewhere in the hick land where the uneducated are, you see, that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to change the entire culture so that in the next 5 to 10 years, people will just, oh, I don't know whether I should mention the word gun. Oh, that might be bad. Oh, that might be a terrible thing. That's where all this is going. And that's what they're trying to do.
I think you make a really interesting parallel here with fur, because it was the case. In fact, my own grandfather was a mink rancher long before I was born, but that was how he how he made a living. And back in that era, in the 40s, you can go back and read and see this on the old movies. Having a mink was the ultimate expression of wealth, and so everybody wanted a mink, and it was an integrated part of American culture for good or bad. I'm not going to make a judgment on that really either way, but the way in which the culture so radically and dramatically changed to the point where I was in Manhattan just a couple of weeks ago, and it's the dead of winter, it's freezing cold in Manhattan, and I saw a woman in a full-length mink coat. And rather than say, well, that's really a beautiful mink coat, or rather than, have some other thought, wow, she must be rich, the first thought that went through my head is somebody's going to throw paint on that woman. So the culture has been so thoroughly acculturated to look at fur and have all of these negative images come up. I think the other example we could look at, John, would be smoking. That it used to be, you look in the 1950s and every movie, Cary Grant smoking a cigarette, Doris Day smoking a cigarette, everybody's smoking. And then now we've gotten to the point where even the mention of cigarettes, they can't advertise them, they can't put them in the movies, everybody is anti-smoking. So do you think that kind of a change, that kind of a cultural shift to where everybody just makes the sign of the cross and says, get away from me with that cigarette or that fur, is that going to happen with guns?
And do you think it's intentional? Absolutely. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. I mean, this is not going to be a slam dunk by any stretch of the imagination, but this is the program. This is the cultural program. I mean, look at GMO food, for example. When this was introduced by Monsanto at first, it was brought on with the idea, well, the FDA says it's okay. That's what Monsanto said. And then the FDA said, well, ultimately, it's up to the food producer to guarantee the safety of the food. So the media didn't jump down on this contradiction and say, hey, wait a minute here. This is a scam you're pulling here. You're passing the buck to each other, and all of a sudden, we've got this new kind of genetically engineered food all over America. So Monsanto, along with many of its allies, began to do gigantic amounts of promotion to convince not so much the public, you see, but the educated classes, the technocrats, the scientists. Everybody in the scientific community was going to be convinced by Monsanto. We have the technology. This is all about science. The unwashed masses don't know anything about this. They're crazy. those. Forget about them. So here's what we have to do. You understand, you people have to be opinion leaders and mold the opinion of the country. You scientists, you tech heads, you people that understand what science is all about, that this food that we're engineering is absolutely equal in nutrition in every other way to the regular food that people have been eating. That's your job. Because you see, if you fail, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, science will be defeated and we'll be back in the Stone Age with superstition and witches and everything. And Monsanto succeeded in that. They succeeded in changing the culture of the technological and scientific classes in America so that these morons and idiots actually go along with the program that GMO food is safe. And they have the ear of the media, as does the government, who's in collusion with Monsanto here. So yeah. They changed the culture. And it was only by
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Thank you. up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Your right not to drink sewage, or eat sewage, as the case may be. Yeah, my guest this hour, John Rappaport. His website is nomorefakenews.com, and I am, of course, your guest host today, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones as he takes a much-needed vacation. Let's all join together and send a prayer of calm and relaxation to overflow Alex right now, wherever he is. Hope he's enjoying, you know, kicking back with a Mai Tai in his hand and nice sun shining on him somewhere as he takes a break. He will be back with you first thing, I believe, Monday morning. He might be back over the weekend. I don't know, but I'm going to be here until Friday when we're going to do some good news and lighten the mood just a little bit on Friday. Today, though, we're talking about the ways in which all of this propaganda swirls around us and changes the way we think about things. And not only can they change the way we think about things that are maybe good for us, like potentially the ability, you know, to have self-defense. How about that one? Second Amendment, built right into the Constitution. They change it with propaganda and make it seem like it's a bad thing to care about the Constitution or a bad thing to care about your privacy. They also do the same thing on the other side, where they take something that's utterly revolting, like genetically modified foods, as our guest was talking about, and change it around and make it into a good thing. Or the idea of taking your kids and putting them into a government institution where they're practically in a straitjacket for 14,000 hours of seat time between kindergarten and 12th grade. 14,000 hours, between 12 and 14,000 hours, our kids get indoctrinated in these government institutions. But that's a good thing. That's all about democracy. Well, John Rappaport, I want to ask you, when you were talking about this, how they get the elite on board, what I couldn't help but think about is the toilet-to-tap program. Now, this is a program in Southern California and elsewhere where they're trying to convince the public that it's okay to drink reclaimed sewage water. Toilet-to-tap is the phrase that they want to eradicate, and instead they want to call it water reclamation. Is that part of the same propaganda message here, and are they going to succeed with this kind of thing?
It is part of the same propaganda message. I mean, I would counter that by just showing a couple dogs lapping water out of a toilet and say, is this what you are? Is this what you're going to drink from? But, yeah, this is the same idea. There isn't enough to go around. Oh, no, there's not enough to go around, and so everybody has to conserve. I mean, Jimmy Carter tried that all those years ago, and it was a total failure. Because the truth is that there are saltwater conversion plants all over the world, hundreds of them that convert saltwater to freshwater. And the only question has been about the cost of doing it. Well, when an administration can waste trillions of dollars, untold trillions, on illegal, illegitimate wars and buying billions of rounds of ammunition and so on and so forth, we could all run it down for the next 12 days on how all this money is being stolen and spent and taken from people and so on. You would think that a federal government that cared at all would say, gee, I have an idea. Let's put up 15 to 20 great saltwater conversion plants around the United States and the coasts, and we'll produce fresh water because the technology is there. It's been there for a long time. Yeah, it's going to cost a little bit extra. Maybe the government will have to kick in a few subsidy bucks to make this happen with private companies. We can have all the fresh water we want. But no. That's not part of the propaganda campaign, you see, because the propaganda campaign is aimed at convincing people that it's all scarce. We don't have enough.
And that's,
we're running out. It's terrible, and you've got to let us take charge.
I think this fear-mongering is such a potent way to get people to give up their liberties. If you say, listen, we're all going to die, then people say, okay, well, do anything you can. I'll do whatever you say. Just make that not happen. And that's how you get Agenda 21. That's how you get the takeovers, these public-private partnerships. That's how you end up with all of this. I just have to read this, John, because this was blowing my mind here. In Arizona, a case is currently ongoing in the federal court over the use of this toilet-to-tap reclaimed water water to make snow at a ski resort. So this is in Flagstaff. The U.S. Forest Service has actually put up a sign telling people not to eat the snow, even though it's safe for skiing. It's not safe for eating. So just had to throw that out there. There's a lawsuit against it. My hat is off to whoever filed that.
You better be a good skier, because if you fall on your face in the snow, you're going to be eating the toilet.
You know?
I had an accident today, and I fell on my face while I was skiing, and then all of a sudden I got this infection. Yeah. I don't know what the connection is here, but... Yeah, exactly.
Diphtheria. Avoid the snow in Flagstaff, all you folks out there in Arizona. All right, I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, your guest host, that is, filling in for Alex Jones. My guest, John Rappaport, and I will be right back right after this. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10%. Off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Catherine Albrecht here. My guest this hour, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. Also want to point you over to my website at kmashow.com. My own live radio program comes on about an hour after this one ends, so I'm doing the radio marathon. Here I am. Run, run, run. have no place I'd rather be, got to tell you, than filling in for Alex Jones yesterday, today, and Friday as he gets a little break out there. Listen, speaking of InfoWars and giving Alex a break, I am going to step into his shoes and say a good word for all of the fabulous sponsors that keep this program on the air. I want to thank all you listeners for your support of the radio program. I also want to thank eFoods Direct, ProPure Water Filters, and the good folks over at Youngevity. And, of course, if you haven't read it yet, I want to encourage you to get a copy or multiple copies and distribute them of the new InfoWars magazine. Now, I'm personally familiar with InfoWars because as one of the creators of StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine, we were one of the flagship early advertisers in the InfoWars magazine. You know, it started out, it was just going to be a couple thousand copies, and then it just exploded. And I got to tell you, it is beautifully produced. I've been involved in a lot of media projects, and I got to tell you, the folks at InfoWars really know how to put something out. It's beautiful, it is informative, it's eye-opening, and it's the kind of thing you can just maybe buy a bunch of copies and leave them sitting at, you know, bus stops and train stations, leave one in the museum, leave them hanging out. All right, I got a clip here. If you're missing Alex's voice, I am too. Let's go ahead and listen to him talk about the InfoWars magazine.
InfoWars magazine is more than just our answer to the internet kill switch. We're also going back to the roots of this country, when our founders, for a decade before 1776, known as the pamphleteers, with hundreds of little printing presses in every colony, got out the real news, the real information, and countered the system. This is tailored, designed with the truth to wake up your friends and family. This is the 21st century version of the pamphleteers. So get them at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up and buy them in bulk, sign up and be a micro distributor for a full year to buy them in bulk and get one of the newsstands added, or sign up and get 12 issues delivered to your door or give a gift subscription. Whatever you do, be part of the fight. And I want to salute and thank all of you that are subscribers and are getting the magazine in bulk, or who have ever come to InfoWarsStore.com and bought any of our products, because we are supported by patriots and liberty lovers like you. We couldn't do it without you.
There you have it. Hey, good to hear his voice, isn't it? All right. He will be back, by the way, next week, so you'll get all the Alex you can handle. And, you know, I love it when he goes into overdrive, because it means he's really got something good going on. And I had the privilege of being in the Austin InfoWars studios last week and actually going into a little bit of overdrive. It's kind of nice. I've gotten some email, by the way, from listeners to Alex's show and also listeners to my own radio show. People writing in saying, you know, it's kind of nice on occasion, you know, to hear a woman's voice. We've got Melissa doing the evening news, kind of bringing some women into the inner circle of the Liberty Movement. And, you know, we bring a different, maybe a little different approach. But I got to tell you that behind the soft voice, there's a big stick. My latest battle, just to keep you guys posted and up to date, is against the RFID badges being worn around students' necks in San Antonio, Texas. That's where the school district there has required 4,200 students to wear a remotely readable tracking beacon around their necks. I know Alex has been keeping you guys posted on that. Want to let you know that I am involved in a documentary video project on that. Would love to get some support from InfoWars listeners out there. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can contact me, kma@spychips.com. You can also check out our website at chipfreeschools.com, where I'm working with Heather Fazio from Tag Texas. She's been a guest on the show in the past, too. Good work happening down there. I'm going to be flying back out to San Antonio in about a week and probably back there again at the end of the month. So lots of travel in my future. Keep me in your prayers, because that's a big battle. If we don't stop it in San Antonio, that nasty program is going to spread across Texas, and then it's going to spread across the U.S. Then you're going to have every kid in the country having the expectation that government authorities have the right to literally monitor and record their location every 25 seconds all day long. We got to stop it. We got to nip it in the bud, and I need your help to do that. All right, John Rappaport, you know, before the break we were talking about toilet to tap and GMO. What are your views on what they're doing to our kids? Because it really feels like the kids are in the crosshairs these days, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's the, you know, the traditional program is brainwash the kids. Get them involved. get them to think that government is the great dispenser of everything good, and that schools and government are really just one thing, which they're turning out to be, of course. But it's the malleable brains and minds of the kids that they are working on here. But I got to tell you that when a kid sees and reads about and watches video of drones everywhere in the sky and tanks rolling down the streets of the United States, U.S. Army tanks and so on and so forth, these kids are going to get their own ideas. Because the one thing that the government can't do is you can't take the life out of a kid altogether and scratch his ability to rebel. And I've seen that all over the place on the internet, and I've seen it in my life because I used to teach school in private school. And I watched what would happen to kids who were, you know, just ground under the heel of teachers, counselors, principals, parents, media, the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was amazing what was going on under the surface. What happens when you actually sit down with one of these kids? They do not fold in all cases. There are a lot of kids that come out of this cauldron when they get to be beyond adolescence. They realize what's going on. They realize this is a big control mechanism that we're dealing with here in a fascist society.
And if you're expelling them for chewing their Pop-Tarts into the wrong shape or cutting out the letter L and holding it like a gun, you know, they're also going to grow up and think that they're living in a world of lunatics. So clearly that's going to mess with them. And I've seen it really go two different directions. I'm sure you have as well, where either the kids become completely rebellious and say, forget all of this. I don't want any part of any of it. Or they become completely discouraged and docile and on medication because they don't even have the whatever it takes to get through the day because they've been so beaten down and they feel so extraordinarily discouraged. So, you know, I think this is really where parents and adults, caring adults, grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors, brothers, sisters, people who are aware and alive and vibrant, you know, take a kid out, take them out away from the video games, take them away from school for a day, take them someplace to actually have some real life, real world experiences and let them, you know, feel the wind in their hair and the sun on their face, because so many of these kids, I mean, they're living in this artificial world of Madison Avenue and television and video games and having, what was the statistic I read on yesterday's program, less than 30 minutes of meaningful conversation per week for the average adolescent male in this country with their parents, less than 30 minutes a week. And if they're not talking to their parents, they're not talking to any other adults either.
And let me say what's coming up right on the horizon. In 2 months, we're going to see the issue of a new Bible out of the psychiatric profession. It's called the DSM. I've written about it a lot before. It's the whole list of all the officially certified mental disorders. And kids are going to be a major target of this because definitions are going to be expanded to allow more kids to be diagnosed with ADHD, bipolar, depression, oppositional defiance disorder. These are all made up crap definitions that don't correspond to anything in reality at all. They're not based on any science whatsoever. There are no diagnostic tests for any psychiatric disorder, no blood test, no saliva test, no brain scan, no genetic test. I've shown that evidence time and time again. The whole profession is a complete fraud. And what's going to happen with the new issue of this Bible is that they're going to go after these kids in a way that you've never seen before in public schools.
Well,
Diagnosing them with these disorders and drugging the life out of them.
Yeah, let me jump in for just a second, John, because I've got a question for you. When you talk about the people putting out this manual, are you talking about the psychiatrists or the psychologists?
Because the American Psychiatric Association is the publisher of the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Because the reason I think it's important to make that distinction, the psychiatrists are medical doctors who prescribe drugs. If you go to see a psychiatrist for whatever emotional problem you're having, you will leave with a prescription in your hand. If you go to see a psychologist, on the other hand, and my own background is in psychology, human development and psychology, our guest in the last hour, Dr. Philip Zimbardo, a psychologist who's used his understanding of human behavior to try to promote heroism and goodness. I don't want to paint all the psychologists with a bad brush, because
I'm talking about psychiatrists
doing good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about here. And the thing about the schools is, you see, that through their counselors, the kid is going to get referred to a psychiatrist. That's what's going to happen, because that's where the diagnosis is made,
right.
And that's what these schools are all tuned up to do by the government. We want more diagnoses, and the more diagnoses of these mental disorders you get coming out of the schools, the more federal money pours into the schools, and
yeah,
the more
true.
Drugs are dispensed. And these kids are drugged with killer toxic compounds, all the way from the ADHD drugs like Ritalin and Adderall to Valproate and lithium for bipolar, which can actually kill you. So this is what we're seeing, is the vast increase of the drugging of kids at a younger and younger age by psychiatrists. And the schools, although yes, they have psychologists on staff or that they're connected with, ultimately the machine pushes these kids into psychiatrist offices where the diagnoses are made and the drugs are given. And if the parents are clueless, this kid is going to be destroyed for the rest of his life.
Well, and it's no surprise, too, because we weren't made for that kind of environment. So you try to jam kids into a sit down, be still, don't move. And childhood, adolescence are the two times when people should most be active. And here we are forcing them to sit in a chair and then label them as somehow ill or maladjusted if they can't do it. I would almost say that the kid who's able to sit in a chair and follow the rules and keep their mouth shut for 8 hours a day, 14,000 hours between kindergarten and high school, you know, that a kid who's able to do that is when we ought to probably go, hello, anybody
in
there?
By the way, Josh Welch, who is the kid with the strawberry tart gun,
yes,
in the story that ran about him, you look at a painting that he did. He's a very talented artist. So, and he has been diagnosed with ADHD. Undoubtedly, he's on Ritalin, you see, because, he's got other interests than what's going on in the classroom, so he must be sick. So we have to diagnose him. Yeah, the kid is a talented painter. So he's bored, he's sitting there, and he starts fooling around, biting pieces out of a strawberry tart, and all of a sudden teacher says, hey, that looks like a gun. We got to suspend you from school. That teacher is mentally ill.
Yeah, and they're sending a message to the kid, you know, don't ever eat your Pop-Tart in any way other than the other kids eat their Pop-Tarts,
right,
so we're
going
to bop you on the head. All right,
don't make
I
a shape out of that tart.
Yeah. I want to open up the phone lines now, 1-800-259-9231. Also, I've been getting your email coming in, kma@spychips.com is my email, kmashow.com is my website, and I got an email, I got to share this one with you. This comes in from old white cranky male Philip, and I got a kick out of his email. He says, Alex Jones is not getting a gentle massage, nor is he getting his hair or nails done, nor having a quiet romantic dinner. Please. He is out shooting a Barrett 50 caliber, killing wild boars with just a pocket knife, getting muddied and bloodied, sunburnt, cut up by cactus, wrestling with his son, running the dogs, painting, getting up early with his telescope to look at the heavens, wrangling with his wife, kissing his daughters on the forehead and fussing over them, thanking God and strategizing the next expansion of the fight. And then he gives me a little rib. He says, you're such a girl. And then he put that's a joke. Yeah. All right. He wants my battle yell. I'll have to work on that. I'll see if I can do that on Good News Friday for you there, Philip. Thank you for setting me straight. I know Alex isn't out doing that. I just sometimes wish he would, you know, because I want him around for a while. And I got to tell you, sometimes I see that blood pressure start to inch up the scale, and I'm like, Alex, dude. So, you know, but I am a girl, and I do relax in different ways. Maybe shooting that Barrett 50 caliber is just what he needs to get that blood pressure down again. All right, let's go to the phone line. So we got Mike calling in from Tennessee. Hi, Mike. You're on with, myself, Catherine Albrecht, and also John Rappaport. Go right ahead.
Oh, good morning, or good afternoon. In the prisons, anytime a person does anything that is not of the norm, they automatically send them in to see a psychiatrist, and the automatic fallback is drugs. And if you're feeling fine, they'll always tell you, if there's anything we can do, if you would like one of these drugs, just let us know which flavor you like, and they will prescribe them to you.
No question about it. And to follow up on that, soldiers in the battlefield, going back to 1999, if you wanted to enlist in the Army and you had any kind of history of any psychiatric drug use, including Ritalin, you couldn't get in. Now, a mere decade or so later, not only do you get in, but you have to say that you will take psychiatric drugs and not just Ritalin. And they give battlefield soldiers that are going out into the field packs of a couple of weeks at least at a time of these psychiatric drugs, highly dangerous antidepressants like Prozac, Zoloft, and so on. And these soldiers are self-medicating out in the field. Now, these drugs cause violent action on the part of anybody. So imagine what's going on out in the battlefield. This is sheer chaos. It's absolute criminality and insanity brought to you by pharmaceutical companies making a deal with the Army and the Pentagon.
Yeah, and it's not just there. They're making the deals everywhere. There's enormous, you know, literally billions of dollars being made in this. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. I want to go to Mark calling in from Florida. Hi, Mark. You're on with John Rappaport and Catherine Albrecht. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Yeah, my son was on Ritalin in school, and I understand everything you guys are saying. I did want to touch on another subject about the Linda Jordan case, about Obama's eligibility fraud, and also Orly Tate's, which hasn't been covered in the media. I just wanted to point that out. Maybe somebody could look into that.
All right. Well, we got the producers standing by listening. I'm sure they're taking good notes on that. So thanks for the tip. And let's see if we can get in one more call before this break coming up. Let's go to Sean calling in from Texas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Sean, you're on with John Rappaport and Catherine Albrecht. Go right ahead.
Oh, I've been wanting to talk to y'all for so long. I listen to you all the time. Would it be fair to say that patience is a learned behavior? I understand people are born with, you know, different dispositions, but generally speaking, you know, most of the things that we go through childhood and early adulthood and so on is, you know, we learn how to discipline ourselves. We learn how to react and act in certain situations. And the reason I'm asking this is because I'm almost 100% certain that when I was young, I probably would have been diagnosed with ADHD in school. But, you know, I had parents and teachers that worked through my...
Tell you what, let me tackle that in the other end of this break. That actually ties into my area of expertise, developmental psychology. So we'll cover that when we come back with John Rappaport. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be right back with you. We all know Alex Jones is out there. What is he doing, wrestling cactuses with his bare hands? Yeah. Glad he's doing whatever it is he's up to out there. And I'm glad you're with me this hour. We are kind of shooting the breeze just a little bit with John Rappaport. No More Fake News is his website. Just before the break, we got a question coming in from a caller who I think has dropped off to hear the answer on the air. But the question being, is patience a learned skill? And the answer to that is that human beings go through some pretty well-defined phases. Like all of us go through the same phases of development through certain years of early childhood. And you can really mess those up if you're not careful. But yes, patience is indeed one of them, where we learn how to moderate our behavior. You know, if you look at a little kid, they don't get their way and they immediately burst into tears. And you like to think that adults don't get their way and we're a little more strategic about how we respond to things than children. And yes, caller, you were absolutely right that it can be the help of an adult, you know, normally a parent or a caring adult that's a member of your inner circle who can kind of take you by the hand and guide you through those periods of time. That's normally the role of parents. Now we're putting it out to the schools, but teachers don't have time to do that for 35 kids. You know, my mom is a school teacher in the Los Angeles schools. She has over 150 kids in her caseload. I said to her, Mom, how can you even know their names, much less have an opportunity to sit there and help each one of them with their individual issues? And each of those kids has six different teachers. Each of those teachers has 150 kids. So you know, unless the parents are really stepping in and doing it, it's no wonder that the schools are saying, yeah, let's stick them on drugs. It's the only thing we can do. We don't have the resources to do anything else. So that's where they're being and drugs. You don't see homeschooled kids being prescribed these kinds of medications because homeschooled kids are given the helping hand by the adults to get through those troubles. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can fit in one or two more phone calls. We got Mona listening in Connecticut. Hey, Mona.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me, Dr. Albert. I really admire your work. I have younger cousins who are in elementary school in Massachusetts, and it's pretty much a norm for the kids to have all these cell phones and smartphones.
Sure.
And now they're getting more and more linked into the school systems, according to what my aunt has told me. So my question is it really my place to talk to my cousins about this and warn them?
Well, I'm looking at the clock, and we're about to get cut off here. So let me just jump in with an answer, and I would say absolutely. I almost died of breast cancer, and now that I'm coming back, the one thing I've learned is if I've got something to say, I better say it now because I may not get another chance. And the person I need to say it to may never hear it again from anybody else unless I do. It doesn't mean you be a pest and you be a pain and you rag on people, but it means you say what you know and you provide them with the facts, and then you just graciously step back and let them do with it what they will. Hey, thanks for the call, Mona. Sorry to David, Matt, and Helena that I was not able to get to your calls, but we are coming down to the end of the show. John Rappaport, I want to thank you so much for being my guest this hour and for all you've done over the years for InfoWars. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
All right. And John Rappaport, my guest, nomorefakenews.com. My website, of course, is kmashow.com. I'll be going live on my own radio show here in just a little bit. And also, while Alex Jones is out there wrestling wild boars with his bare hands and with a pocket knife, I want to remind you that he will be back next week. And I believe Mike Adams is going to be riding shotgun with you here tomorrow. I will be back again on Friday. My email address is kma@spychips.com if you want to drop me a line for Good News Friday. Always on the lookout for good news. It's a little hard to come by these days. So if you've got some, send it my way. Do me a favor, put the word radio in the subject bar and Good News Friday, and I will see you then. All right. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.